For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Every day, as the Bush administration smirks, winks, and nods, Afghanistan quietly produces another 20 million hits of heroin. During Super Bowl 36, in which the Patriots beat the Rams 20-17, the White House famously unveiled a new campaign linking drugs to terrorist funding. This week, Afghan President Hamid Karzai echoed this theme as he announced that drugs are funding an unprecedented wave of suicide bombings in his country. On January 15th, senior Canadian diplomat Glenn Berry was killed in such an attack near Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. In 2004, Republican U.S. Representative Mark Stephen Kirk of Illinois said, quote, "It seems clear to me heroin is the number one financial asset of Osama bin Laden," end quote. Since last week's Poppygate report, the Bush administration has once again been taunted by Osama while overseeing the production of another 140 million hits of Afghan heroin. One wonders how much terror will last year's estimated 7 billion hits buy. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Courtesy of C-SPAN, this is Drug Czar of the Americas, John Walters.
There are substances that we use in important medical practice that are a godsend for people suffering chronic pain that do have sometimes a tendency to produce dependency. That when that's monitored and when that's balanced with proper medical direction, of course that's a benefit for the treatment of those diseases. But that is a great difference from someone who is a crack addict or a meth addict or a heroin addict or a marijuana addict. Or even a prescription drug addict. I mean, there's a difference between proper medical care, and I think that the tendency by some people who want to say, well, you know, there's really no difference here, does a disservice to medical practice. It also, I think, tends to suggest that addiction is somehow acceptable, or that you can live a normal life with addiction. And the reality is, watch television if you don't have personal experience, which I think most families do.
Too bad we can't get William Halstead on TV. He was one of the founders of Johns Hopkins University and a lifelong heroin addict. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.